Report, Harris, Warren have highest overlap of donors. By Tony Lee on July 22, 2019. Presidential candidates Senators Kamala Harris, DCA, and Elizabeth Warren, DMA, are increasingly competing for the same set of donors. According to a Monday McClatchy report that found more than 800 donors gave to both candidates between April and July, the highest overlap between any two Democratic presidential candidates during that period. Numerous polls have also shown that Harris and Warren also have the highest favorability scores among white, college-educated voters, which may make Iowa even more important to both candidates. Consistent with these polls, a Quinnipiac poll found that 24% of white, college-educated voters backed Warren earlier this month, compared to 21% for Harris. McClatchy also notes that a CNN survey this month showed that 83% of white, college-educated voters had a favorable view of Warren, compared to 79% for Harris. In addition, Warren and Harris were the top two choices of Indivisible members in a poll conducted after the first debates. A recent Morning Consult poll also found that a plurality of Warren and Harris supporters considered the other candidate as their second choice. Maria Urbina, the national political director of the left-wing Indivisible group, told McClatchy that when you look at net favorability, no matter how you cut it, Warren and Harris always rank in the top two across our movement. Though some in the media have been trying to set up a clash between Warren and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, ahead of next week's debate, their respective cores of support come from different places, according to a CNN report that found, based on recent polls, that Sanders enjoys a strong grip on younger, working class and less educated voters while Warren gets her support from women and older, college-educated voters. Though Harris and Warren will again not clash on the debate stage next week, Harris previewed a potential line of attack against Warren when she took a not-so-subtle swipe at Warren's numerous plans during an interview with The Breakfast Club earlier this month. Harris told the morning radio hosts that she is not churning out plans like a factory because it is important to her that any plan she is prepared to implement is actually doable.